The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, أو you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
The audience of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We then send our congratulatory messages to our 12th and living Imam Al-Hujja, Ajalallahu Ta'ala, Farajahu Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad, and to all of you as we gather on this beautiful evening to celebrate the greatest day in our entire calendar year, the celebration, the Eid of Ghadir, can also be known as the Eid of lovers, the Eid of believers, the Eid of perfection, the Eid of wilaya, and the Eid of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. And we are honored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for making us amongst those who believe in this Eid and follow with the teachings of this Eid, inshaAllah. You know, this celebration is special. You know, it's not something that we should ever just consider in passing, but rather, you know, this celebration of Ghadir is one of these events that, you know, formalizes our belief as the Shia of Ali ibn Abi Talib. You know, it stamps our belief as the Shia of Ali ibn Abi Talib. You know, it's really important for us to understand, you know, and I think most of us do understand, but it's important, I think, as a reminder to our youngsters and maybe those who maybe are sometimes in a doubt or in confusion, you know, that we, alhamdulillah, are not the Shia of Ali because we happen to be born in a certain household. Yeah? That we are not the Shia of Ali because our mothers and fathers happen to be the Shia of Ali. We are not the Shia of Ali because our mothers and fathers made us the Shia of Ali. Rather, we are the Shia of Ali because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala proclaimed Ali to be the Wali of all believers. Yeah? That we are the Shia of Ali because Rasulullah held the hand of Ali and said, Man kuntu mawla fahada Aliyun mawla. And so today we are the Shia of Ali because we submit and obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah? That is why we are the Shia of Ali. This is something to be proud of. This is not something that we inherit, but it's something that develops our faith. And so we are honored to celebrate this event. We are honored to be the Shia of Ali. And we are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for making us amongst those who have held on to His wilaya. And so we say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Alhamdulillahi alladhi ja'alana minal mutamassikeen بولاية أمير المؤمنين ولأئمة المعصومين عليهم السلام.
الحمد لله الذي جعلنا من المتمسكين بولاية أمير المؤمنين. الحمد لله الذي جعلنا من المتمسكين بولاية أمير المؤمنين.
I do want to spend some time doing dhikr of this particular event because it is an event that needs to be talked about. It is an event that needs reminding, though we don't need the reminders. But there is benefit. Yeah, فَذَكِّرْ إِنَّ فَعَتِ الذِّكْرَ, Allah says, remind, because there is benefit in reminding. Yeah, and so we'll try to remind this event maybe in a slightly different way, I would like, though the event happened one way. If we start talking about it a different way, people might say stuff, you know. But the event happened one way, and we have to talk about it. You know, when you look at the event of Ghadir, we know when it transpired. It transpired on the 10th year of Hijrah. after the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him and his family, returned back from his pilgrimage, he reached a destination called Jaffa. When they reached Jaffa, there are certain events that transpired. And as the Shia of Ali, you know, there are five statements, if we can say, two ayat and three hadith al-sharif that you and I need to be familiar with. Yeah, as the Shia of Ali, there are five of these statements that we have to know, that we have to understand, and we have to be, have the ability to quote them when necessary. And so I want to kind of remind us of this, and through that reminder, it will give us the event of Ghadir. Yeah, when they reached this place called Jaffa, at the outskirts of this, there was a watering hole known as Ghadir in the area of Qum. And that is when Angel Jibreel alayhi salam came down with the verse of the Quran from Suratul Ma'idah, verse 67. This is known as the verse of Tabligh, 567. Look at how easy God makes it for us. Yeah, that we hard to forget. Remind yourself of this verse. Give yourself a homework assignment. That by the beginning of Muharram, you will memorize 5, 6, 7. It's not long. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? He commands the Prophet through Angel Jibreel, and he says, Ya ayyuhar rasul, balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik, wa in lam taf'al, fama ballaghta risalata. Wallahu ya'asimuka minan nas, innallaha la yahdil qawmal kafirin. Yeah, Allah commands the Prophet, says, Ya ayyuhar rasul, yeah, that, O messenger. Again, you know, who is he talking to? He's talking to his Habib here. Yeah, this is important for us to understand, that this was not an ordinary relationship between the Prophet and Allah. This was the most beloved creation, but yet when it comes to this one affair, Allah says, look, I'm talking to you by your title, Ya ayyuhar rasul, balligh and amr. Say, tell the people, do tabligh with what? Ma unzila ilayka, by what I am telling you right now. Tell the people this. And if you don't do it, it is like you have not done anything at all, O Prophet. Subhanallah, yeah? Imagine, 23 years of service, 23 years of sacrifice. Yet, when the command came, Allah said, this is the most important thing because it wraps it all up. Yeah, without this wrapper, it is as though it can be misused. Without this wrapper, it's though it can be misconstrued. It can be defined or looked at in different ways, but not with the wrapping that Allah provides on this particular day. He says to the Prophet, tell the people, and if you don't do it, it is like you have not done anything at all. I will protect you, Allah says. Yeah, Wallahu ya'asimuka minan nas. I will protect you from the people. But indeed, Allah says, I do not guide a group of unbelievers. Inna Allah la yahdil qawmal kafirin. We've talked about this before, you know. But subhanAllah, isn't it? Yeah? That where was this message being done? When was it being done? It was being done right after Hajj. Yeah? You would think everybody is believers there, yeah? But yet Allah Azza wa Jal makes it very clear that He will not guide. There are people amongst you who are not believers, O Prophet, yeah? And I will protect you. And so the Prophet gathers everyone. So that's the first verse. I want us to try and memorize that. 5, 6, 7. Be that a homework assignment as a family. Together you can do it, yeah? And then the Prophet begins to deliver a sermon. In the course of this sermon, one of the most famous traditions that are quoted in all books, yeah, is the Hadith of Thaqalain. Yeah? And this is where the Prophet says, Inni tarikum fikum al-thaqalain. Kitab Allah wa itrati ahla bayti. In tamassaktum bihima lan tadillu abada. He says to the people, this is the second one that I want you to memorize. Yeah, Hadith of Thaqalain. It is very important. Okay? What does the Prophet say? That I am indeed leaving behind two weighty things. Kitab Allah and Itrati. Yeah? That I'm leaving behind the Book of God and I'm leaving behind my family. If you hold on to both of them, you will never go astray.
قد أتى وحي المحبة والسلام يشدو بلحن الحب في روض الغرام بشرى لكل
الخلق في يوم غدير. من كنت مولاه فمولاه أمير.
يا مولاي علي يا مولاي.